Tuba Christmas was founded by Harvey Phillips, a Missouri native, over 30 years ago. It brings tuba and euphonium players together once a year to play a concert of traditional holiday songs for the season. There are over 200 Tuba Christmas concerts across the U.S. This is the fifth year that the Kansas City Symphony hosted the Tuba Christmas in KC, and as KC Current's intern Zach Lewandowski found out, the concert, featuring the biggest brass instrument, keeps getting bigger and bigger.
At some point or another, you've probably heard the doorbell ring, only to be surprised by Christmas carolers. Well, imagine if you open the door to 300 tuba players playing the jolly songs of Christmas. On Friday afternoon, hundreds of Christmas enthusiasts were treated to a concert at the Kauffman Center for Performing Arts. Frank Byrne, executive director of the Kansas City Symphony, explains how the venue has changed over the years due to increased popularity.
When we did it this year, we were reacting to the enormous success of last year, our first year in the Kauffman Center, where we had over 600 performers here. And it was so many performers that we didn't have room for the families and audience members who wanted to hear the performance. So this year we decided that out of self-preservation, we would need to limit the number of performers to ensure that we left room for the audience.
Limiting performers meant that Byrne would have to split the performance into 2 days so that everyone could play. But it's still the same old traditional Tuba Christmas.
Tuba Christmas is one of about 200-plus events that occur around the nation in the holiday time. And it began in 1974 with a performance at Rockefeller Center. And since that time, it's grown to be all over the country and even around the world.
Tuba Christmas has gotten so big that even record books are interested.
They were tempted to call the Guinness Book of World Records, but then when we discovered that, you know, that we're doing it across 2 days, not one, of course, that changes it. But there's no question that it's one of the largest in the nation.
Owen Evans was one of 300-plus performers in Helzberg Hall. Many of the performers wore Santa hats and decorated their tubas with Christmas garland. I asked Owen if one word could describe a player who plays with such a large instrument with such a powerful sound.
Eccentric might be the best word, and you can tell that by the way these things are decorated. It takes a lot of air, intestinal fortitude, we say, for our band students to play a tuba.
With so many eccentric performers, one might think the sound could become overbearing. But that wasn't the case, according to audience member Rita Heinzelman.
We were in the mezzanine level, and you could hear perfectly. And it wasn't too loud, it wasn't too soft, it was perfect.
The songs may sound great, but that doesn't mean it's easy getting over 300 musicians of all ages to sound as one.
The challenge of putting this together is in part logistical because you have hundreds of performers, and the other part is the fact that there are players of all different levels, from amateurs to professionals, graduate students, everything you could imagine.
The event is getting so popular that people add hundreds of miles to their car's odometer just for the chance to play one day.
We had people come from as far as Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a six-hour drive from Kansas City. And I know that there were people from places like Lincoln, Nebraska, and St. Louis. So there are people from all over the region that choose to come here just for the fun of being part of this. And I think one of the special things about the one hosted here by the Kansas City Symphony is that people get to perform in Helzberg Hall, our home.
Eric Griffin is a teacher at Mission Trail Middle School. He sums up the event by saying that for these musicians, it's a chance to step out of the shadows and into the spotlight.
For student musicians who are learning to play tuba, oftentimes the music we play at a band concert or other performance, the tuba players don't always get the melody. They are often playing the bass line or other background parts, and so an event like this is really cool for them because they get the melody all the time, or at least a good deal of the time.
For KCUR, I'm Zach Lewandowski.
You can see a slideshow from this year's Tuba Christmas Concert on our website at kcur.org.